Okay, well, the obvious thing is next year's AEP enrollment starts in just a few weeks. What are your general expectations for growth in products this year or for the next year, given Connecture's excellent performance in 2019?
That's right. It's almost upon us. Plan your products for seniors and begins October 1st in enrollment. What I would say is we provide commercial shopping enrollment capabilities to health plans and agencies. So our best indicator for AEP volume and what's going to happen is actually the productivity of the same customer sites during the current special enrollment period. So for us, activity is up significantly over 2020 as a combination of agents to Medicare, their COVID-19 related group to individual coverage transitions that we're seeing, and then a continued gradual shift from paper enrollments to electronics. So by proxy, I'm pretty confident that we'll have a big year growth-wise.
Now, everyone's talking about telemed and then, you know, virtual medicine and the change of demand for both video and other types of connectivity because of COVID-19. Is that any kind of indirect impact on the growth potential or what you're seeing in any metrics of how willing seniors are to do online enrollment? Is that any connection at all there?
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly a connection. I mean, I would say that some of that is a function of also the age range of the seniors that you find in. So while coronavirus certainly drives individuals not being able to meet face-to-face with an agent, you have the younger group of seniors, which are aging in, are generally more comfortable with technology to begin with. So if you look at the different cohorts of who's enrolling, the percentage of seniors that will enroll or are comfortable with enrolling by electronic means skews up with those that are just now aging in as opposed to those that have been in the Medicare system for a long time. So yes, there is definitely a coronavirus-fueled interest in doing things more digitally. I would say I don't see, at least in our business, I don't see as much interest in, call it, you know, Zoom or co-browsing with an agent. What I see more is either just a telephonic-based enrollment that people want to do or a blended digital and agent-facilitated experience to get them there.
How about the broker market itself? Are there more brokers, fewer brokers, or any change in the population of brokers because of COVID-19?
You know, there's the agencies are always looking to recruit more individual agents. So the agencies definitely always have this challenge on a given year. I think what might be a little bit different this year is the extent to which you manage compliance when you have a group of agents that are used to doing face-to-face and now have to do things telephonically. So yes, there is some changes to that. I think the bigger challenge, of course, again, is coronavirus. Right? In some states, you've got regulatory requirements where face-to-face is prohibited. So the brokers, there is an awful lot of business to be had for the agencies and the brokers, but how they recruit and then how they go to market with meeting individual seniors is probably the biggest thing that seems to have changed. And so the agencies need to adapt and grow their technical sophistication in order to keep up with it.
Okay, good. I don't want to spend too much time on regulatory stuff. The Trump administration has obviously dropped a long list of changes on plans, interaction with beneficiaries directly or indirectly, even the payment technology and the payment rules for everything has been modified. Does this make enrollment more challenging at point of sale?
It certainly does. In the sense that there are more things that you have to be navigated. There are some new populations that will be available starting the beginning of 2021. The CARES Act, for example, permits end-stage renal disease Medicare eligibles to enroll, and that will have an impact on some of the patient populations. I mean, when you really consider the percentage of enrollments that are supported by face-to-face interactions, I think the challenge of social distancing is more impactful than any modifications to the marketing guidelines or the rules of engagement. The bigger issue tends to be things where, you know, for example, an agent now has to secure a scope of appointment, which is some sort of evidence, electronic agreement on what they're able to sell and discuss with a potential beneficiary. In an area of COVID, you have the collision of that regulatory requirement with the need now to do that electronically and secure that permission from someone. And so we certainly facilitate that, and others do too. So I think that the combination of not being face-to-face with some of the marketing guidelines, this combined together raises the complexity. But I think what I'm seeing as a response is folks investing in technology to overcome some of those barriers.
Right. Very good. Well, your plan Compare One digital Medicare shopping, quoting, enrollment platform sounds really amazing, cutting edge. I wonder if you sort of generally describe some of the new features or the most important features that have come out this year, and how they work and, you know, how they'll benefit the company.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think one of our big areas of emphasis from an investment perspective is coming from the belief that today's senior is entering a post-PC era. And that as a result, we're investing heavily in mobile capabilities for our customers. It's maximum product choice and retention and engagement support. So we're proud of these capabilities, but enrollment is really just the beginning of the journey. And so it's our ability to blend a senior that's doing their own research with interaction from an agent in a call center, as well as post-enrollment proactive insights around things like prescription spend are the things that set us apart. So while we're proud certainly of our ability to do mobile things like text to enroll and text to support a scope of appointment capability, when you think about it in the broader context that the journey just begins at the point of enrollment, I think it's the fact that we can do post-enrollment decision support capabilities to support the journey after an initial sale and into and including the point of retention that we think is one of the things that sets us apart.
Okay, I want to finish with a question. The product last year was moving more in the direction of aggregating employers and coalitions of employers, specifically with the Medicare product. Is that a core goal right now still, or has that been eclipsed by the technology and the mobile and the other things that have more potential?
Well, we serve both health plans and aggregators and brokers. So certainly there is a group to individual or individual in a multi-carrier context is a big portion of our business, and that continues to grow. I mean, we've talked about this before, that continues to be an area that there's a lot of growth. I'd say the area that's probably growing the fastest for us, however, is all the attention that's on drug pricing growth. So we run a study on consumer Medicare shopping attitudes each year, and the coverage and the price of medications being taken is the second most important factor beyond the premium. So I think a key component of an area where we're seeing growth is the ability to identify lower cost drug options based not just on a brand name or generic alternatives on the formulary, but also based on therapeutic alternatives. And that's something that's squarely in the realm of supporting an individual consumer. So yes, group-based aspects of that, which can be important, but a digital consumer being able to make their own decisions facilitated by one of these tool sets is equally important, and especially in an area of coronavirus, a time of that, people being able to do their own digital research online is increasingly important.
Very good. Well, Grant, I really appreciate you taking the time today.
It's a pleasure. I enjoyed talking with you. Thank you for making the time to do it.
All right, sir. Let's do it again.